As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, that'd be Wednesday, March the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, lots of that today, hard facts certainly, and workable solutions for you when we can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in with area code 512-904-8014, join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Email us to send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too could be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome, and all that contact information and much, much more can be found at the BecomeVocalLocal.com webpage and the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage of this network. Precious metals and crude oil climbing as U.S. dollar declines, Libya unrest continues. We'll talk about that briefly throughout the broadcast. States recruit pros to engineer restructuring, pocketing oil profits and union busting. We'll go there, too. Part 6, trust. Do they deserve our trust, our money, and our future? Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading, New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. About 1 hour ago, found gold trading up $5.30 an ounce at $1,434.20 for a troy ounce of that beautiful, precious, noble metal. Silver up 29 cents, a good move in silver already, $36.34 a troy ounce. Platinum up $3 at $1,808. Palladium up $6 at $796 an ounce. All these are bullion prices. The lows and the highs in the gold bullion spot market this morning so far, $1,422.30 for a low, $1,437.40 for a high, a $15 spread there. You got to like that. But at $1,434.20, your gold was up $312 year-to-year for a 27.80% return on your wise investment in the precious metals. London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the price fixers, set the price at $1,431.50, and we've been above and below that throughout the morning. The SPDR gold shares, unchanged apparently overnight, claim to be holding 1,217.30 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. Don't know whether they could produce that amount if they were demanded to do so, but nevertheless, at these bullion prices, their holdings are $55.8 billion. Keep your eyes on that spider on the corner of the web. World Gold Council, Barclays Capital, State Street Global Advisors, that's all Rothschild money there, folks.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. That's a very interesting link being dropped into the chat room. As we begin the broadcast, folks, there's two broadcasts going on constantly. There's the one in the chat room, and there's the one on the air. Jump in, log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussion. This morning, again, let's go back into our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $5.30 at $1,434.20 an ounce. Silver up 29 cents at $36.24. Platinum up 3 at $18.08. Palladium up 6 at $796. A big strong move upward in the precious metals this morning all across the board. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 124. It's kind of been a seesaw, ragged edge there for the Dow and the NASDAQ, the S&P, but it closed up yesterday 124 at 12,214. The NASDAQ closed up 20 at 2766, and the S&P 500 closed up 12 at 1322. Crude oil this morning up 46 cents again, $105.48 a barrel, and that's making the administrators in Texas and Alaska very happy as they pocket the proceeds. We'll talk about that in the broadcast. The U.S. dollar index down another 18 basis points at 76.61. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates where we find the Canadian loonie. This in our trade-weighted basket of currencies. You know, that is what the USDX is. If you don't know what the USDX is, it is a trade-weighted basket of currencies. You can find out all about it at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theinc.com. But, of course, any moves in the USDX impact the foreign exchange rates, where we find this morning in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. The Canadian loonie bumps up 31 basis points to exchange against the U.S. dollar at $1.03 U.S., the Mexican peso, tack welded as it is to the dollar, apparently, up another 14 basis points, and yet still at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 8 basis points at $1.39, moving down from $1.40 yesterday. British pound continuing its upward move, up 19 basis points, now at $1.62 U.S. And that Swiss franc up another 73 basis points this morning at $1.08 American. Bond market this morning, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries are bonded indebtedness. The yield in the 2 years is 0.69%. Interest rates going down on the bonds, the value of the bonds going up. The 10-year at 3.53% and the 30-year bond at 4.64%. The mortgage market this morning, we're starting to see a little bit of a reversal in the interest rates. The fixed-rate 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.29% a month ago to 4.13% this morning, and the 30-year backs off of 5.02% to 4.85% for those 30-year fixed-rate mortgages. Prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio coming into some pretty new territory here at 39.47 ounces of silver by your 1 ounce of gold. Going to the Econ Day website, looking at the market report for today, the market focus is out, bank reserve settlement out, MBA purchase applications is out, the wholesale trade will be out just basically any moment now, and the EIA petroleum status report will be out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. Tomorrow, international trade, jobless claims, quarterly services, treasury budget, and on Friday we'll look at retail sales and consumer sentiment and the business inventories. Let's go over here to the calendar and take a look at the mortgage bankers' applications. All right, these are purchase applications. You've already done the drive with around with the realtor. You're standing there bent over a counter someplace, signing up on a purchase and sale agreement, and then they whisk you off to the nearest lending institution. Well, this is what's going down there. 1 week's data is only 1 week's data, but the Mortgage Bankers Association believes improvement in the jobs market is beginning to pave the way for improvement in the housing market. Oh, yeah. But remember, they started it out correctly. 1 week's data is only 1 week's data, as they've proven time and time and time again. This week's data will be changed next week. Continuing here, the Mortgage Bankers Purchase Index, the MBA Purchase Index, which measures the volume of mortgage applications for home purchases, surged 12.5% in the March 4th week. Wow. For its best reading of the year. Rates remain favorable at 4.93% for 30-year notes. The refinancing index also revived in the week, up 17.2% for its best reading since mid-January. Well, just give it some time to gel on that one. They seem to turn around every week and they revise their numbers. They realize they were using the wrong calculator or their pencil was upside down. But let's go into this one off Kitco. Afghanistan. And we've heard all about the war in Afghanistan, why we're there, right? We're going to get those last six or seven Al-Qaedas, flush them out of the caves, into the sewer someplace. But Afghanistan enlists consultants to develop tender process for mineral assets. Interesting. Wonder if Hal Anthony's seen this article yet. This by Kitco. Toronto, Kitco News. Experts with SRK Consulting, Mayor Brown and Heenan Blakey, my God, would you do business with them? I wouldn't. Will assist Afghanistan, I'm sure they will, in efforts to expedite international investment in the country's promising mining sector. I guess that would be foreign direct investment there. Afghan Minister of Mines, Wahidullah Shahrani, said this week, the country is looking to tap its mineral wealth after news last year of nearly $1 trillion in deposits, with hopes that this will provide stability to the country's economy. Maybe they could wean them off of opium. Don't count on it. The discoveries include huge veins of iron, copper, cobalt, gold, and industrial metals such as lithium. Pretty key chemicals, or pretty key minerals. I do say so. Myself, gold. Industrial metals such as lithium, rather important to those electric cars. Quote, bringing this caliber of international expertise to bear for the ministry, you can call them internationalists, all right, or be the international, well, you know what I'm talking about. Bringing this caliber of international expertise to bear for the ministry will build the confidence of global investors in Afghanistan's untapped mineral resources. For since the beginning of time, they haven't tapped these mineral resources, but I would have to say the Anglo-American establishment is moving in. Shah Rouhani said that the international investors' confidence is key to sustainable economic growth in our country. The announcement of the advisors helping Afghanistan was made at the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada conference in Toronto. SRK Consulting Technical Advisors, led by Neil Rigby, said Mayor Brown, that's M-A-Y-E-R, by the way, Mayor Brown, legal advisors like Kellogg, Brown, and Root, you know, Mayor like Mayor Amschel, Rotzo, anyway. Legal advisors led by partner Ian Coles, that's like Coelus, you know, C-O-L-E-S, will design and execute a transparent tender process. That's transparency, that's perestroika, that's kind of like glasnost. Well, let me be perfectly clear. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. My
soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Oh, my, oh, my. Yes, back to Afghanistan. Over the past year, Afghanistan's vast mineral wealth have been portioned into 24 areas of interest. Wow. 24 areas of interest based on security, scale, market value, infrastructure needs and availability, and time to impact. The work was undertaken by the U.S. Defense Department's Task Force for Business and Stability Operations in conjunction with the Afghanistan Geological Service and the U.S. Geological Survey. The assembled team of consultants working with Afghanistan is sponsored by U.S. Department of Defense's Task Force for Business and Stability Operations. Well, Rome. I guess when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. I'm Pilgrim. Let's go over here and pick up a Hebrew version of Rome. Leo Apotheker stood before 4,000 Hewlett-Packard Company colleagues January the 31st, shielded from the afternoon Bangalore sun by a vast white tent. What's up with this? 4,000 Hewlett-Packard Company colleagues in Bangalore under a vast white tent? Well, speaking with the accent that betrays his German roots, Apotheker, not the same too far away from apothecary, but it's close, Apotheker vowed that as chief executive officer of Hewlett-Packard, he would treat India more as a market than as a source of low-cost slave labor for product development, as it did under his predecessor, Mark Hurd, H-U-R-D, CEO since November the 1st, Apotheker is breaking with Hurd's legacy. In other ways, he's overhauling HP's $41 billion personal computing division and says he will use acquisition to expand in the software market dominated by rivals such as Oracle Corporation. No relation to them here. International Business Machines, that would be IBM. Apotheker is reversing Hurd's emphasis on cost-cutting in a bid to improve product quality and spur homegrown technology. Well, then it goes on. Apotheker, 57, resigned as the CEO of German software maker SAP AG in February. We reported on that. Amid falling sales, clashes with unions over job cuts. Wow, seems to be a common theme in the news baskets these days. And a price increase that vexed customers. He takes the helm of a company facing slowing revenue growth and accelerating competition in the cloud computing, a fast-growing area of technology that delivers software and storage via the Internet. Yes, Oracle Broadcasting is in the clouds. HP Cloud Gap. There seems to be a gap between what kind of services HP offers and what kind of services people actually need. People in IT today want their service organizations or consultants to tell them, what does the cloud mean to me? Well, you can certainly check with Lee Rogers or Doug Owen. They can explain the cloud to you perfectly. I'm certainly no expert there. Hurd resigned after the company said inaccurate expense reports filed by him or on his behalf concealed a personal relationship with a contractor. I wonder what they were doing in that closet anyway. He says, I happen to know something about software, said Apotheker, who spent more than 20 years in SAP, the world's largest maker of business application software. Well, even after the $13.2 billion acquisition of Electronics Data System, a deal designed to help expand in the computer services, HP services revenue rose less than blah, 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 and then it goes on and tells you how you can invest in HP. Here's another one. Apotheker says he also wants to make a better use of WebOS, the web operating system, the computer operating system acquired last year when HP purchased smartphone maker Palm Inc., or $1.2 billion. The move is aimed at enticing software developers to create a wider range of apps that would differentiate HP PCs, printers, tablets, and phones from those sold by rivals. All right. Continues, talks more about it. Their Achilles heel is software, said Brian Marshall, an analyst at Gleacher and Company. This is a lengthy article. I'm going to skip down a little bit more. Heard had boosted sales and shareholder returns through more than $24.3 billion in acquisitions. You know, this has been the decade of mergers and acquisitions. His cost reductions included a 5% pay cut for most employees in 2009. Well, continuing, the decline in research and development and Heard's aversion to software mean HP has been slow to capitalize on some key tech trends. It lacks not only cloud computing expertise, but also tools that help companies analyze information. Apothecar said, the minute you stop investing in innovation, you start spiraling towards your death. Said John Schwartz, who joins SAP in 2008. That's why Leo is trying to make sure it doesn't happen at HP. And it continues. He talks about him trying to improve project quality and things like that. The new CEO has toured offices in Paris, Tokyo, and Seoul, fluent in French and German, Dutch, Hebrew, and English. Multilingual fellow here. He's also been to the company's operations in Böblingen, Germany, London, and Bracknell in the UK, and the New York, Boston, Washington, and San Diego areas, addressing 100,000 employees, or about a total of a third of the total. He had about 300,000 employees. He was talking previously there with 4,000 under a big white tent in Bangalore. He says, here's a quote, if you're the CEO of a global company, you have to act globally. I think local, act globally, right? You can't stay in your office. After the recent India trip, he told staff at HP that risk falling behind there by treating it as a low-cost resource. The peripatetic polyglot is also putting down roots in Silicon Valley. I wonder how they... Well, you can see there's two P's there. They went to the dictionary, whoever the writer was. They went to the dictionary, and they found this peripatetic. Peripatetic polyglot is also putting down roots. Listen to the PPP, the alliteration there. PPP, public-private partnerships, PPP, in the same sentence, just for those of you that follow that sort of thing. The peripatetic polyglot is also putting down roots in Silicon Valley, Apothecar said, and his wife bought... that he and his wife bought a $7 million mansion in Atherton, California. I consider myself a Californian now. I bought a house in California. I can even say awesome and cool. Right. He also owns a big mansion in Paris. Apothecar is giving engineers freer rein to pursue, blah, blah, blah. Last year, Apothecar is trying to break down the walls among HP's product groups, blah, blah, blah. You don't mandate innovation, he said. People need to be a little bit more empowered in this place. A German-born Jew whose Polish parents fled the Nazis. Oh, my God. Apothecar went on to run SAP, one of Germany's largest corporations. At HP inherits an icon of American business, begun in a garage in Palo Alto, California, by William Hewlett. And everybody was born in a garage. Some of them swept out the local beer bar. Some people did other things. But Berkshire takes $2.25 billion in dividends from Burlington Northern. Now, this is the kind of stuff that we discovered when we were reading Gustavus Meyer's History of the Great American Fortunes in America. But Andrew Fry writes this for Bloomberg. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, Inc. took $2.25 billion in dividends from Burlington Northern Santa Fe in less than 13 months of ownership. Wow. You talk about a giant sucking sound. There you go. Almost triple the railroad's payout prior to the February 2010 acquisition. Burlington Northern paid a $1 billion dividend last month. $1 billion dividend. Wow. It said in February 28th filing, the railroad held by Berkshire National's indemnity company insurance unit paid $1.25 billion last year under Buffett. The $2.25 billion compare with $772 million that Burlington Northern had added to stockholders in the 13 months prior. Well, we'll be right back.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back to our crazy article here about Burlington Northern. Lots of exchanges going on in the chat room at the moment. Warren Buffett is withdrawing cash from Burlington Northern after taking on $8 billion of debt to help finance the acquisition. Well, there's a lot to this, okay? You get involved in buying these railroads and other things like that. It's all just points towards our discussion for later in the broadcast. We'll be talking about the trusts one more time. But let's go over here and jump up and visit with Blackstone, all right? It's like out of the pot into the fire. Blackstone goes to Kansas as turnaround experts pitch states, all right? Now you're talking about, you know, from Wall Street to Main Street, you know, right? States' rights. Well, look out. Those pilfering parasitic buttards are moving in. Martin Z. Braun writing this with Jonathan Keener for Bloomberg. Blackstone Group LP Timothy Coleman helped Ford Motor Company avoid bankruptcy and a taxpayer bailout as the automaker eliminated $9.9 billion of debt and negotiated with unions to modify collective bargaining agreements. Now he's trying to turn around Kansas. Now, we didn't get a chance to go into the article yesterday. They had one on the browser. Missouri apparently is losing its status as the bellwether state to Kansas. Yep, that's right. Missouri's getting a little bit too Republican. Now we got to move over to Kansas for bellwether, so that's what they're going to do. But Coleman, who heads restructuring at Blackstone, has met with Republican Governor Sam Brownback, to discover Brownback. Wonder if he toweled off before he was elected, to discuss being hired as the state's advisor. That ring a bell to anybody? Does it call to mind the Bible? How about the Joseph Principle? How about the Grand Vizier? Coleman, who heads restructuring at Blackstone, has met with the Republican Governor Sam Brownback to discuss being hired as the state's advisor, according to three people familiar with the matter who chose to remain undisclosed. Talk centered on how Kansas, where next fiscal year's $492 million deficit is 3.5% of the total budget, could sell assets, watch it now, streamline operations, and downsize its government. Of course, everybody wants to downsize D.C., but we're going to downsize Kansas instead. Said the people, who asked not to be named because the discussions are private, speaking anonymously from behind the curtain. Brownback, 54, took office in January seeking to revamp Medicaid, public school financing, and state regulations. That's admirable. The November elections brought to office 28 new governors. Now go back up and check it out. The Association of Governors, they meet just like any other group or organization, who, like Brownback, may look to corporate restructuring experts as they move away from piecemeal changes, such as job cuts, to a more sweeping approach to retooling their states. You notice the industrial, the corporatist lingo included here, all right? Retooling their states, selling assets, streamlining operations, downsizing government. Well, some of these things could be useful. These governors are talking about restructuring on an unprecedented scale. You notice how often the word unprecedented has been used in the last 18, 24 months. Everything today is unprecedented. There's no precedent for what's going on here. This is just a wholesale takeover. Said Jonathan Haynes, an attorney at Kirkland & Ellis LLP, Limited Liability Partnership. We'll talk about that in today's broadcast when we talk about trusts, this idea of limiting one's liability, which advised on the bankruptcies of Visteon Corporation and Solucia, Inc. Quote, states will need to pay market rates for expert restructuring advisors. Look at that CorporationNation.com website. Listen to that DVD presentation one more time. You'll find out how much states have to pay for these expert advisors. And people in Egypt paid dearly for the advice of Joseph, the Grand Vizier. Put him in the poorhouse, left him starving to death without any ownership in land. But the potential for fixing the fiscal issues is huge, and with restructuring advice, you get what you pay for. It's no wonder the Egyptians drove Moshe out. Well, I guess we'd do that too if they destroyed our country like they did Egypt. A Blackstone spokesman, Peter Rose, declined to comment on talks with Brownback's office. The firm, hired in January 2009, advised Ford as it negotiated with United Auto Workers to modify a 2007 collective bargaining agreement and reduce borrowings through a debt exchange and tender offers. According to Blackstone's website, Ford was the only major U.S. automaker to avoid Chapter 11 and a taxpayer bailout. Well, there's a recommendation for you. Everyone recognizes that states need to balance their budgets and that they have extreme issues they're looking at, Coleman said in an interview with Bloomberg. Brownback had a two-hour meeting with Blackstone in the governor's office on January the 25th. It's pretty new news here. According to a copy of his schedule obtained by Bloomberg News. Continuing, U.S. states project combined budget deficits of $125 billion in the coming fiscal year because revenue hasn't bounced back from the recession and spending on unemployment and Medicaid swelled. States and local pensions have an unfunded liability gap of as much as $3.6 trillion. Again, check out the Corporation Nation before you lock in on that concept. The days of ever-expanding government are over, Brownback said in his State of the State. Remember, talked about it numerous times over the last 2 years, this Tavistock articles that I've shared with you live, right on air, reading right out of their own pages, talking about taking the power to the edge. Of course, the Koch brothers believe in creative destruction, too. Seems to be a wave of the future, taking power to the edge, getting rid of the state, going down to the county, getting rid of the county, and going down to the town. Then we'll all just live under our Lord, the Lord of the Manor, right? The new feudalism, America. Fees from Lehman, Alvarez & Marcel LLC, which runs bankrupt investment bank Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc., joined a team last month working on the restructuring options for Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the state capital, to guarantee debt payment for a failed incinerator. It goes on. Such confidential meetings have resulted in few assignments because officials want to avoid the stigma of hiring experts. Experts say, associated with bankrupt corporations and restructuring firms charge relatively high fees, one of the people said. Relatively high fees. Discussions between turnaround experts and state or local governments have picked up significantly over the past few months. And then it just goes on, talks about reorganization. The governor has met with lots of folks about restructuring during the transition, and he's presented a number of reorganization orders on how to restructure state government in Kansas. It goes on. State and local governments may focus on firing workers as opposed to restructuring as a quick way to cut costs. It goes on and on and on. Terrible cash squeeze. Widespread municipal bond defaults are unlikely, said Bill Brandt, the president of development specialists, blah, blah, blah. Those folks who believe the market is going to transport their Chapter 11 practice into a Chapter 9 practice are crazy, Brandt said. Blah, blah, blah. Having said that, there's going to be a terrible cash squeeze and a need to negotiate and design a plan around things that many of these smaller municipalities don't have any experience in doing. Pick up another one along that very same line. Let's see, where is it? Davos Oil. No, that's not it. Here it is. Government shutdown. Let's talk about this one. It's all related in here. Tried to pick the right articles to discuss when we're talking about trust as the main meal today. Our little hors d'oeuvres basket here. Government shutdown opposed by Americans in poll faulting cuts. Americans are sending messages, this by Julie Hirschfield Davis and Heidi Prisbyla for Bloomberg, collaboratively writing. Wonder if they brought sandwiches. Americans are sending a message to congressional Republicans, quote, don't shut down the federal government or slash spending on popular programs. Okay, this is a big poll that's out. Almost 8 in 10 people say the Republicans and Democrats should reach a compromise on a plan to reduce the federal budget deficit to keep the government running, a Bloomberg national poll shows. At the same time, lopsided margins oppose cuts to Medicare, education, environmental protection, medical research, and community renewal programs. Well, they ran a poll. 20% of the people thought that deep cuts risked shutdown. 77% of the people thought wanted cuts and compromise, and 3% were not sure. So I guess it just depends on which side of the bridge you put your butter. We say here so often, you know, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 out of every 10 Americans derive all or portion of their income directly from government sources. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul, a parasitic tick in the middle of your back. But while Americans say it's important to improve the government's fiscal situation, among the few deficit-reducing moves they are backing are cutting foreign aid, pulling U.S. troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq, and repealing the Bush-era tax cuts for households earning more than $250,000 a year. Amazing. It's in print. Pulling U.S. troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq. Wow. Cutting foreign aid to Israel and elsewhere. And repealing Bush-era tax cuts for the rich. Well, there is something to that.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.faithofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, at least on Bloomberg, this particular poll that just recently came out is getting a little bit of coverage. Americans oppose Republican attack on unions in poll. This would be Redux 2.0 here. William Selway writing this alone for Bloomberg. Americans reject Republican efforts to curb bargaining rights of unions whose power, they say, is dwarfed by corporations. A Bloomberg national poll finds. Of course, no one is really looking at the power and the wealth of the unions. You know, it might have started out pretty cool. Everybody standing around in a corner huddling, going, union, you know, workers of the world unite, you know. And there was lots of white slavery. I mean, we need to address that. Maybe we'll take that whole issue up on another broadcast. I mean, the Industrial Revolution was not kind to whitey, all right? Not kind. Nevertheless, as battles rage between state workers and Republican governors in Wisconsin and Ohio, 63% don't think states should be able to break their promises to retirees. I pretty well agree with that. Bargain made is a bargain made, you know. Unfortunately, sometimes we no longer value our word. If your word is your bond, that's your word. You've made your promise, you enter a new contract, fulfill your contract, or face fraud charges. That's the way I think about it anyway. Respondents split over whether governors aim to balance their budget or weaken unions that back Democratic foes. All right? I don't see any problem getting rid of collective bargaining, but if you have struck a bargain on something, pay your debt. The poll shows that, and if you look at those unions carefully, and if you look at these various and sundry pension funds out there, I don't know how, just kind of a show of hands, how many have ever worked in a union? I have. I didn't work in the union long enough to be, what do you call it, a recipient of any of the retirement or the benefits they had there. But I certainly had to pay into it. Actually, my employer had to pay into it. And when I moved to Missouri and no longer was involved in the International Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners Union, all that money just went into the union's pocket. All the money that's paid in by the apprentices that don't continue on to the journeyman level and then just don't stay in there long enough to start drawing their benefits, it just all reverts to the union. This is all the stuff that's above the line in a budget. Things they don't just soon they don't tell you about, you know, the birth death ratio and all that. But again, the poll shows that political challenges to government workers are failing to draw broad support from a public more concerned about unemployment than governmental deficits. Respondents are divided over whether public employees should sacrifice to help states ease their fiscal crises. About half say governors are unfairly targeting unions, and 46% say public employees should be willing to accept benefit cuts. The fracture largely reflects party lines. So we don't have any critical thinking involved in this discussion. It's just left, right, left, right. The Republican Party sees an opportunity to attack and possibly destroy the base of their opponents, political power, says poll respondent Dale Palmer. Well, he might be right there. Palmer says budget deficits are a result of the economy and years of tax cuts, not the actions of public employees. The result of the economy. Let's translate that and put it into Wall Street. Fraud, trillions and trillions, budget deficits, trillions and trillions. But it's not just Wall Street's trillions and trillions. It's also the socialist superstate that has risen up around us. You just cannot continue to rob Peter to pay Paul indefinitely because eventually Peter is going to get tired of working. He's going to go broke. And when Peter, the host, perishes, so also Paul, the parasite, perishes with him. They're putting it now on the backs of their enemies, even when these particular unions are willing to bargain. Willing to bargain. With states facing budget deficits of $175 billion, you know where that's all going. Let's jump over here. This one looks pretty interesting. Let's talk about oil for a minute. Oil jump upsets at pump helps states led by Texas plug holes. Wow. Weird words. Daryl Preston chose that alluring headline, writing for Bloomberg. Texas's Eagle Ford oil field on the southern prairie is boosting energy tax revenue in the biggest oil-producing U.S. state, generating $40 million in receipts last year. Let's think about this one. Listen carefully, a rather interesting article. You might want to find it on Bloomberg and study it yourself. You know, meditate on this one. This is a great addition to the state's reserves, said Dominique Hollaby, as motorists drug him out of the Capitol and flogged him with gas hoses, who directs the University of Texas at San Antonio's Community and Business Research Center and who has studied the field's economic effects. It may yield another $800 million in state receipts. He said it's a game changer. Wow. What are they talking about here? Let's see if I can diagnose this. The higher the gasoline prices go, the more money the state gets to squander on social safety nets. Ah, I see. As crude prices have surpassed $100 a barrel since turmoil in North Africa began toppling governments. Wait a minute. Yes, it's true. Turmoil in North Africa has begun toppling governments, but it's pretty well set in stone that as of this date, there has been next to no drop in production of crude or delivery. This is all speculation. U.S. states led by Texas, Alaska, and North Dakota and Louisiana have gained from energy taxes that are tied to market prices. You always have to follow the money, you know, just go right back into the snake's den. In Texas, that may provide relief for a deficit of as much as $27 billion. Well, so nice that the Missourians have to underwrite Texas this morning. So nice that we have to underwrite Alaska, North Dakota, and Louisiana. But would you mind getting out of my pocket? When you see $100 a barrel oil, it will really create some upside for Texas, said John Hallisey, Bank of America's Merrill Lynch Manager of Municipal Research in New York. Quote, it can bring in new revenue. You pilfering batard. In Cotula, a ranching town of about 4,000 people about 90 miles south of San Antonio, trailer parks are full and campers have taken up every available space and vacant lot. I guess they brought the whores in. Said Bill Cotula, 74, a native of the town, named for his great-grandfather. You should have seen him pouring into Fairbanks, Alaska. You should have seen it. How shameless. The Alyeska pipeline crews came in. Trailers and whole trailer towns were built up. Yeah, there were a few oil workers. Most of them were busy. No. The trailers had the girls in them. They bring the girls with them wherever they go. If you want to get a seat at the restaurant, you go at 11 instead of 12, said Cotulla, whose 145-year-old ranch house has 3-foot-thick walls to withstand Indian attacks. In a report last month, Hallaby said the Eagle Ford field supported about 12,600 jobs in the area last year and produced almost $48 million in local government revenue. What's the incentive for driving up the price of oil and diesel, you know, gasoline? The Texas economy is benefiting from higher oil prices. There are more jobs and more demand for services. We're going to go in. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Let's do that, Will. Texas Comptroller Susan Combs in a January revenue forecast, we don't want to make this a beat-up on Texas affair here, there's others involved, said her estimate of $72.2 billion for the 2012-2013 fiscal biennium, which begins September the 1st, assumes stable oil, crude oil and natural gas prices. She projected a reserve fund fed by energy receipts would reach $9.4 billion by August of 2013, based on $80 a barrel crude. Crude futures up 66% from a 2010 low of $64.24 have averaged almost $92 a barrel this year. Reserve drawdown? The fund may be drawn down by as much as $4.3 billion to close a current year fiscal deficit under a proposal in the House of Representatives. What are they doing? They're stealing the children of their investments. They're stealing the children. They're eating their children. That's what they're doing. You see, if they were to take this money and build a state-owned refinery, if they take this money and put it back into oil field development, then they would be able to increase the amount of crude oil on the market. The more gallons of oil and gasoline, you know, gasoline, heating oil and all that, natural gas, it could be delivered to the marketplace. If they did it on a statewide basis, they could be able to fund some more services and maybe send out a bonus check to the people who live in Texas. But that's not what they're doing. They're taking these windfall profits skimmed off the top, and they're turning around and they're pissing good money away on the bad. That's what's happening here. Neighboring Louisiana, the fifth largest U.S. oil producer, may also benefit from higher production tax revenue. They're not cutting their costs. They're just finding new pockets to pick, yours and mine. Greg Albrecht, chief economist in the legislative fiscal office, yet the increase won't cover a deficit projected at $1.6 billion in fiscal 2012. Find out a little bit more of that after the top of the hour break. We'll start hour number two, and then we'll dive into trust. Do stay tuned.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 9th, 2011, a two-hour broadcast as I choked down a Hershey's dark chocolate kiss. Excuse me. Anyway, we're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour of basket of news like we usually do. A little economic news. Some of the pertinent news that I found on the browser this morning has to do with things we're studying in the trusts, area of trusts and things like that. We're looking at the an article now off of Bloomberg as regards these increases in the gasoline prices, your diesel prices, the prices in crude. And how it benefits the states and how it hurts the people. You know, the state versus this state. The people versus the citizens versus the denizens, if you will. To borrow a Georgie Gordon-ism. Continuing to the article. Back to the article. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Well, actually, before I go back to the article again, in the short top of the hour segment, let's think about this option. What would it be like if instead of pissing the money away on windmills and solar panels, we would turn around and build a refinery in every state of the union and make it a 12-month goal? We want them up. We want them operating. We all want to celebrate Christmas with a free tank full of gasoline. How would that change the game? Every single state of this union has oil reserves, I'll bet. In fact, I'd be willing to put some money on that one, probably, although I'm not much of a wagerer. But every state in the union most likely has oil, if they look for it and bring it to the surface. If we were to stop allowing ourselves to pander off of other people's money, OPM, and look at from the standpoint we need and we understand that each and every state in this union is going to be energy dependent for a long time to come. And that the states are instituted, government is instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What could be happier than going out cruising on Friday night with your favorite one, maybe a six-pack of gold in the back seat? Or maybe just going out coon hunting, dang it. Or doing something else. Getting out of Dodge and go fishing or something on the weekend. What could be, isn't that the pursuit of happiness? Isn't that what we really thought about? Well, if governments are instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and property, and pursuit of happiness, then maybe it should be one of the things that we, the people, look to our government to do, just like a road. If we're going to spend all this money and tax dollars stolen out of the gasoline stations by the people, by the armed guard behind the cash register, well, then maybe we ought to pass that right back to the people in the form of lower gasoline. You still have your 16 or 17 cents a gallon road tax, but let's put it on top of a 30 cent a gallon gasoline and say 45 cents a gallon, and that's the limit. Wow. What a novel idea. Freedom is popular. But each $1 increase in the price of a barrel of oil for a year yields $12 million in tax revenue for Louisiana. $12 million. I wonder how many people live in Louisiana. Would everybody just get a dollar or what if they gave it to the people instead of the state? Albrecht said, however, a drop in natural gas prices and taxable production has more than offset oil revenue gains. Natural gas futures touched $4.87 per British thermal unit in New York on January the 24th before falling to a 15-week low of $3.73 per BTU on March the 4th. The most active contract ended yesterday at about $3.86. So it's, a buck lower there. Still not enough? With the increase in crude oil, things are looking better. For who? But so many other things are offsetting it that you can't see it. And we're going to get into the other things that offset the increase in crude oil right after this. Stay tuned.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, instead of, sweeping the parks and changing CFL light bulbs and weather stripping and caulking, you know, if we made it an all-out initiative here to bring in a new natural gas, you know, insist on at least one new natural gas fired power plant in every state in the union by the end of the year, a brand new refinery in every state of the union. You know, upgrade the infrastructure for distribution and piping and those sorts of things, you know. And really get committed to gasoline and oil, you know, and have pipelines that go around to all the various counties. There's 114 counties in the state of Missouri. Instead of having to run them around on the back of 16-wheelers burning up the stuff, just pump it in pipelines. I mean, are we committed to it or are we not? Let's get down on this, you know. Engineers can solve this kind of a problem. Lickety-split. And we'd love to do so. Fire up our steel mills. You know, let's start making some pipe. Do something intelligent with our money instead of building aircraft carriers and jets and warships and destruction and shell casings and all the rest of the claptrap that just goes along to make the DuPonts and others like them in the industrial, military-industrial complex uber-rich. Anyway, it's just too common sense. It's too much common sense for the discussion. But with the increase in crude, back to the article here off of Bloomberg, With the increase in crude, things are looking better, but so are many other things that are offsetting it. You can't see. Even if we get another $100 million, it isn't going to solve Louisiana's budget problem. California, the state with the biggest population and the third largest U.S. oil producer, doesn't tax energy production. In Oklahoma, the sixth largest U.S. producer, current fiscal year revenue from energy extraction taxes was up 12% through February compared with a year earlier. Alaska, the second largest U.S. oil producer, gets about 87% of its general fund revenue from energy extraction taxes. The Revenue Department projected receipts to reach about $4.7 billion this year, basing the estimates on an average oil price of about $78 a barrel. Since then, a rebellion in Libya, with the world's ninth largest crude reserves, they sent about 1.8 or 1.9% of the oil to Europe, sent Alaska North Slope oil spot prices up 43%. Why? Why? A rebellion in Libya. Come on. Why? No, it's because the government's broke. That's why they're jacking up the prices. All right? Get a grip. Who owns the government? The corporation. So, anyway, sent the spot prices up 43% to a high of $118.05 a barrel on March the 7th. It averaged $92.50 in January, the highest level since February of 2008. North Dakota, the fourth largest producer, will get $181,000 in additional daily revenue, from each $5 increase in the price of oil based on January's output levels. It's not all good news because our agriculture producers have to pay higher prices for fuel. Here's a little bit of wisdom coming in from Corey Fong, the state's tax commissioner. It's not all good news because our agriculture producers have to pay higher prices for fuel and fertilizer. It's good news for state revenue, but bad news for most of the people in the state. Governments are being instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness should be screaming bloody murder over the increase. And they're not. They're filling in deficit gaps, continuing to rob Peter to pay Paul. We don't celebrate when gasoline prices are $4.05 a gallon, said Alaska Governor Sean Parnell, a Republican, in an interview last month in Washington. Consumer reaction? Oil at more than $100 a barrel for a sustained period will push up fuel costs to the point where consumers will cut back spending, and that may erode U.S. gross domestic product. Researchers at the IHS Global Insight said a 30% increase in the price of gasoline to $3.60 a gallon may trigger reduced consumption. And then the whole damn house of cards falls down. A reduction in vehicle miles driven could have consequences for gas bonds, toll roads, and put additional strains on municipal bonds that the use of gas tax for construction and road repair ceases. A rise in North Sea Brent crude of $15 a barrel for a year may cut the U.S. gross domestic product growth by 0.3 percentage points, and isn't that what they were trying to achieve this year? With the current prices, we'd be looking at a surplus in good cash flows, he said. Said Jerry Burnett, an Alaska Revenue Department deputy commissioner. It's definitely good for our budget, but it's not good for our citizens. We're concerned about people having to pay more at the pump. Apparently not concerned enough. Apparently the governors are all getting down on this restructuring idea and thinking about selling off the Kansas Turnpike. Goldman Sachs told them they could get $315 billion for it. How much do the people have to pay to create that turnpike anyway? And they're thinking of selling it? Shame on them. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so is this, as if to spite our own faces, we're cutting off our nose. Lukoil is looking for partners to invest in U.S. shale gas fields. Oh boy. Stanley Reed writing this one for Bloomberg. Lukoil, Russia's largest non-state-controlled oil company, is scouting for oil and natural gas investments in U.S. shale fields. Their president said, if we are lucky in identifying a good partner, we're ready to be actively involved in the U.S. Lukoil joins a line of companies looking at the North American shale industry as much to get to the drilling technology as the oil and gas. ExxonMobil bought shale gas producer XTO Energy for $34.8 billion last June. PetroChina last month made its biggest overall investment for a stake in Encana Corp's Canada shale field. Shale formations, you know, shale. Might want to check with Dr. True out there. it seems that you start messing around and doing all these injections to fracture the hydraulic fracturing, injects water, sand, and chemicals, the article says here, into the rock to crack it, but apparently it destroys the aquifer. Creates incredible problems for the people that drink that stuff. Take your Zippo and go stand at the drinking, you know, at the water faucet and light the water as it comes out of the tap. I don't know if that's true or not. Apparently, there's been YouTube videos that show that it is, though. Lukoil pioneered such transactions with ConocoPhillips, taking a stake at one point. It reached 20%. And there's more to the article. Very interesting article, though. A little bit of a sidebar here, and then we're going to go into the trusts. The usurper's administration appeals judge's ruling striking down the health care law. Andrew Harris. U.S. Justice Department said in a court filing it'll appeal a federal judge's January the 31st ruling striking down the Barry the Usurper's health care reform. Federal lawyers filed a notice of appeal with U.S. District Judge C. Roger Vinson in Pensacola, Florida. He's Pensacola. Judge Vinson's got his head on, got his headlights turned on bright. Their submission yesterday came 2 days before a deadline imposed by the judge last week when he put on hold enforcement of his ruling. In January, Vinson became the second federal judge to find unconstitutional provision in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, requiring almost every person in the U.S. to obtain insurance coverage starting in 2014. Quote, the sooner this issue is finally decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, the better off our entire nation will be, close quote, said Vinson in a March 3rd ruling. The usurper signed the legislation on March the 23rd. That same day, lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the measure were filed by attorneys general of Florida and Virginia. Okay, so things are moving forward there. That's kind of reassuring. Certainly is to me. Certainly there's a little bit more on the unions, and then we'll get on to it. But, well, we'll just let that union article go. There's lots of them out there, folks. The web is just filled with this stuff. But the TSA, the biggest union, we'll talk about it.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
We'll close out the news section off this article off Bloomberg by John Hughes. Screeners under the usurper may give federal unions the biggest vote win in years. Yeah. Collective bargaining, top of the list these days in the news basket. A collective bargaining vote by airport security workers that starts today may give federal employee groups their biggest victory in years, even as public workers in some states struggle to keep their union status. The country's two largest federal employee unions are competing to represent the 44,000 screeners who can cast their ballots through April the 19th. The effort, which Senate Republicans failed to stop last month, may raise Transportation Security Administration costs if workers push through the changes, such as increased staffing. You're always understaffed, overworked, and underfunded. It's a mantra the government has been using as a cover story my entire life. It's a historic election, said John Gage, president of the 600,000 member American Federation of Government Employees. We need to dig out our proletariat lessons and read them one more time, which is vying to represent the screeners. Quote, "This is the biggest labor vote in probably 25 years. The workers would be the largest ever group brought into the union at one time," he said in a telephone interview. Gage and Colleen Kelly, president of the competing National Treasury Employees Union, with about 150,000 members. Folks, that's damn near a million people right there. Government employees stripping us naked, sucking our blood. Expect one of them will prevail over another option. No union at all. I like that one. I go for option number three. That's in contrast to states such as Wisconsin, Ohio, and New Jersey, where public workers are fighting reductions in benefits and bargaining rights and not expecting gains. It's really a big deal, said Kelly in a telephone interview. This is the largest election that has ever been held in the federal sector. Well, go into John P. Salmon here, Salmon on Jurisprudence, Sir John Salmon. Originally, the first edition was published back in 1902. I have the 12th edition open in front of me that was published in 1966. I'm going to go back to a section and talk about the purpose, the uses and purposes of incorporations as we continue. Today, I think it's part six, in trusts. I've shared this briefly with you before. We'll just start with it this morning. We have considered the general use and purpose of incorporation. By the way, this is not an inconsequential book. If you study law, you're likely to have read this book or had it assigned, or at least in your reading list. We have considered the general use and purpose of incorporation. Among its various special purposes, there is one which has assumed very great importance in modern times, and which is not without theoretical interest. Incorporation is used to enable traders to trade with limited liability. Limited liability. We always talk about responsibility, 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 but somehow the conversation never really does get around to accountability, either in words or deeds. And why is that? Well, because incorporation is used to enable the traders, I guess you could say traitors, the treasonous, traitorous, treacherous whores, traders to trade with limited liability. As the law stands, he who ventures to trade in propria persona, I'll say that again, as the law stands, B who ventures to trade in propria persona must put his whole fortune into his business. He must stake, in other words, he's doing it in his own person. He must stake all that he has upon the success of his undertaking and must answer for all losses to the last farthing of his possession. You know, remember we, in the old days, in the good old days, you know, we would have a public slave, also known as a public servant, and we would, you know, either elect them or hire them. But they would have to take an oath of office, and then they would have to post a bond, and it was to the last farthing of their possessions. They must answer for all losses, remember? We don't do that anymore. The risk is a serious one, even for him whose business is all his own. But it is far more serious for those who went into partnership with others. In such a case, a man may be called upon to answer with his whole fortune for the acts or the defaults of those with whom he is disastrously associated. Wow. Amazing. Novel concept. I wonder what the sun god, Lord Brown, would have had to say about his misdealings with British Petroleum. How about Tony Hayward? Had he had to put every sou and farthing on the line for his decisions as regards Macondo gently weeping. In such a case, a man may be called upon to answer with his whole fortune for the acts or the defaults of those with whom he is disastrously associated. It is not surprising, therefore, that the modern commerce has seized eagerly upon a plan for eliminating this risk of ruin. Incorporation has proved admirably adapted to this end. They who wish to trade with safety need no longer be so rash as to act in propria persona, for they may act merely as the irresponsible agents of a legal entity. The irresponsible agents of a legal entity. Yeah, Lloyd Blankfein, Timberlake was a shitty deal. But if you would have had to put your billions on the line, maybe your agents would have sold those shitty Timberlake deals. It's not my words, they're his words. In a Senate hearing. If the business is successful, the gains made by the company will be held on behalf of the shareholders. If unsuccessful, the losses must be borne by the company itself. For the debts of a corporation are not the debts of its members. And then it goes on and it has a lengthy Latin quote, which I'm incapable of rendering. The only risk run by its members is that of the loss of the capital with which they have supplied or undertaken to supply the company for the purposes of enabling it to carry on its business. To this, to the capital so paid or promised, the creditors of the insolvent corporation have the first claim, but the liability of the shareholder extends no further. Just a little basic understanding in law. Not that I'm any lawyer. It's kind of an amateur jurisprude. I love to study and read the things of law and philosophy and history. The burgeoning trusts. Back to our textbook here, college level. Devine, Green, Fredrickson, Williams, America Past and Present. This would be like a U.S. history text, certainly far more advanced and lengthy than you could cover in a high school class. The burgeoning trusts, page 660 here. The burgeoning trusts, as businesses like Ford, that's Ford Motor Company, as Fords grew, capital and organization became increasingly important, and the result was the formation of a growing number of trusts. We talked about that with Gustavus Meyer's book as well. Standard Oil started the trend. Do we need to say that twice? Rockefeller, trusts. Standard Oil started the trend in 1882, but the greatest momentum came two decades later. Between 1898 and 1903, a series of mergers and consolidations swept the economy. Many smaller firms disappeared, swallowed up in giant corporations. By 1904, large-scale combinations of one form or another controlled nearly two-fifths of the capital in manufacturing in the country. And think not there wasn't plenty of white slavery going on at this time. You know, the little boys used as chimney sweeps. Yeah, and worse. The result was not monopoly, but oligopoly.
control of a commodity or a service by a small number of large, powerful companies.
Well, be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, we got a long ways to go and a short time to get there, but I got a fresh horse over the break, so let's ride on this one right out of the chat room. Eliminating $1 bills could save billions, provided by Main Street. Washington has come down with a case of fiscal fever as the Obama administration proposes everything from spending freezes on domestic programs to selling off unused government property to bring the budget back in line. What a crock of crap. Now, one study argues that the government can save billions of dollars simply by making a change to the currency itself. Earlier this month, the U.S. Government Accountability Office issued a formal proposal to the Treasury and Federal Reserve, noting that if it eliminated the $1 bill and replaced it with a $1 coin, the country could save roughly $5.5 billion during the next 30 years. Well, I can assure you, they're not going to get rid of their $1 bill. That is the Masonic emblem of this Federal Reserve banking system, and they will keep that $1 bill unchanged until the last day. Take it to the bank. You can do anything you want with Jackson. You can do anything you want with Franklin, but don't you dare touch our emblems and seals. That's the way it is in the Masonic Order. They're pretty heavy into their symbolism and they like it to stay unchanged. Back to the discussion from the burgeoning trusts, picking up in the oil basket with a little bit of history. The result was, again, not a monopoly, but an oligopoly. Control of a commodity or a service by a small number of large, powerful companies. Six great financial groups dominated the railroad industry. We've gone over some of that. And again, if you don't have a copy in your library, search for it. Gustavus Myers, the populist muckraker, wrote powerfully. When he wrote that book, it was highly suppressed, had a hard time getting it published, but one of our listeners sent it to me. Finally, it was published in the Modern Library series. They do cover a lot of that kind of material. Again, six great financial groups dominated the railroad industry. You could say the banking industry as well. You could say the coal industry as well. And ultimately the oil industry. But they also controlled Congress, the White House, and the judiciary. Not by accident, but by intention. Let's continue now. A handful of holding companies controlled utilities and steel. Rockefeller's Standard Oil owned about 85% of the oil business. You want to know why Nobel's and the rest conspired against the Tsar in Russia? Because the oil was starting to flow over there, and they could see that a land of serfs was about to become an industrial powerhouse, a giant sitting on top of untapped mineral resources of enormous magnitude. Rockefeller Standard Oil owned about 85% of the oil business. Large companies like Standard Oil and American Tobacco weathered the depressions of the 1890s. Long story on American Tobacco in Gustavus Myers' book. And after 1898, financiers and industrialists, the captains of finance and industry, to use Auguste Comte's terminology and Henry St. Simon, financiers and industrialists, who came up with the term industrial, that's Claude Henri Duverroy Saint-Simon. Some would say the father of French socialism, by the way. Industrialists followed their example and formed the Amalgamated Copper Company, Consolidated Tobacco, U.S. Rubber, and a host of others. By 1909, just 1% of the industrial firms were producing nearly half the manufactured goods. 1% of the industrial firms manufacturing nearly half the manufactured goods. Giant businesses reached abroad for raw materials and new markets, like Russia. United Fruit, an empire of plantations and steamships in the Caribbean, exploited opportunities created by victory in the war with Spain. Lots of white slavery going on there, I can assure you. U.S. Steel worked with overseas companies to fix the price of steel rails, an unattainable dream just a few years before. Price fixers. Monopolists. For decades, competition had sent rail prices up and down. Now they stayed at $28 a ton. And through the famous Gary dinners, in which Albert H. Gary of U.S. Steel brought steel executives together, market conditions were fixed over wide areas of the industry. Well, we could continue with that. And we probably shall on another broadcast. But let's go back to where we left off yesterday in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. This, written by one of the many different Der Führer's professors, Paul T. Holman, Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, largely a master class for the Hochschule für Politik in Germany, but written in English, thankfully. The failures of such agreements, again, in review, just picking up in the middle of this lengthy encyclopedia article, the first in a series of articles in this section under trusts, the failure of such agreements, again, to attain contractual status effectively undermined the possibility of permanency, since each party thereto was at all times legally a free agent. Calling up the words of John Selman there. The incentives to act as such were, for some members of almost every association at times, too strong to be resisted. Various devices were devised to overcome this centrifugal tendency. In other words, from the center to the edge. Understand that the new paradigm is centripetal, from the edge to the center, taking power to the edge. It's a little bit different. Including, this is like the idea, we don't need to go there, including leasing of plants, joint ownership of marketing corporations, and the achievement of communities of interest through interlocking stock ownership and interlocking directorates. You don't understand how that works? Renee Wurmser, the power and the influence of the foundations. Foundations are power and their influence, the title of the book, Renee Wurmser. The idea here of interlocking stock ownership, interlocking directorates. This is all early, late 1800s, early 1900s. The problem of the unity of action was not, however, solved by such devices. Furthermore, the invasion of interlopers could not be legally blocked. Gould and Fisk, out of nowhere, blindsiding the big guys. They figured it out. Day traders, clever fellows, became billionaires. Furthermore, the invasion of the interlopers cannot legally be blocked. A legally unacceptable form of permanent association was therefore sought, one affording as well a greater powers of resistance to outside attack. This was found in the equity device of trusteeship. The equity device, the three E's of sustainable development. Environment, you could say environmentalism or the green religion. E, the economy. Stupid. It's the economy, stupid. And three, equity. This was found in the equity device of trusteeship, the trustees. The trustees and the beneficiaries, and now the blue helmets are moving in to become trustees in Libya. Once again, the United States stepped into Iraq and became the trustees. The United States and others stepped into Afghanistan and were now becoming the trustees of all of their wealth, all of their natural resources, their precious metals, etc. The first great monopolistic trust was the Standard Oil Trust. Okay, got that one down? Has a little bit more to do than what the Reader's Digest was telling us in their legal guide, in their legal encyclopedia. Has a little bit more to do than protecting yourself from tax benefits and passing on your money to your children. Baby, this is, we're talking about interlocking stock ownership, interlocking directorates. We're talking about intergenerational pass-through of wealth. The first great monopolistic trust was the Standard Oil Trust, the form of organization which in 1882 provided the whole movement with the name of trust. Now you know where it comes from, officially. Under the trust agreement, stockholders in the various refining, pipeline, and other associated companies assigned their stock to a board of trustees at an agreed valuation, receiving trust certificates in exchange. The trustees attained legal title and voting rights over the stock. While the stockholders, in a total income realized from the properties jointly held and administered by the trustees, while the stockholders secured a fractionalized pro rata beneficial interest, they're the beneficiaries, in the total income realized from the properties jointly held and administered by the trustees. You've got the trustee and the trustor, you got the beneficiaries. The various corporations and firms retained their respective identities. Nominally, the trustees merely received dividends or profits and dispersed incomes to certificate holders. Nominally, merely received dividends or profits. I mean, how many billions of dollars has the Berkshire Hathaway pulled out of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad? I wouldn't say that's nominal. But nominally, the trustees merely received dividends or profits and dispersed income to certificate holders. Actually, they were in a position to, and did, establish a unified control over the policies and activities of all the underlying companies. Now remember, these railroad companies, when they got started, the first thing they would do once they got a stock majority is they would build a construction company. They would create a Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, a Blackwater, etc.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Okay, so altogether too often, you know, we rail against the mouthpieces and things like that, but we don't look at the institutions. And if we accurately understand the disease, if we can correctly diagnose the disease, then perhaps we could proceed to curing the disease, and all the symptoms and the victims would just fall out of memory. Right? One of these great super social diseases that has so very much beset not only the United States, all the several states, and our protectorates, but also the world, is this trust idea. And the idea of these incorporations, incorporation in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing. A trust in and of itself is not necessarily such a bad thing. Hell, a heart framing hammer is in itself not such a bad thing. But if you go around beating people on the head with your heart framing hammer, it becomes a weapon of mass destruction in a rapid hurry. Imagine the destruction you could do on a packed train car with a ball peen hammer. Wow. What a mess that would be. Furthermore, the enhanced prestige and increased financial power of this kind of a combination made it, not only in the oil industry but elsewhere, a far more formidable factor in the disposing of threatening or actual interlopers than the loosely organized secret pool. And the secret pool is just another form of trust. Right? But what are they trying to do? Get rid of these interlopers. These pesky little Lilliputians that think that they can give Gulliver a bad day, right? Closing down all the opportunities. Remember, my friends, in these articles, you know, they just, the news are the journalists. They're always talking about, oh, the middle class, oh, the middle class workers. Fools. Karl Mordecai Marx was sitting down to pen his Communist Manifesto in the payroll of the English positivists with Engels. The middle class was understood at that time, as it had been for a long time, as not the workers, but the entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs are really frightening to the uber-rich. They themselves were entrepreneurs once, and they know that once they climb up the ladder and get their hand on that brass ring of power, lest they kick that ladder away, some other enterprising ghoul or fist will come up there and upseat them. The war has always been against the entrepreneur. That's the middle class. You have the elite ruling class. You have the black nobility of Europe. And immediately below them, you have these artisans and these thinkers, these thinking free thinkers, who think they can. Who think they can, you know, it's like, who? Who am I? Who am I to think? Who am I to think that I can? Who am I to think that I can change? Who am I to think that I can change the world? Who am I? I am middle class. I am entrepreneur. I am thinker outside the box. And I am the mortal enemy of the capitalist pig at the top of the pile. Why? Because through my own ingenuity and invention, I can surpass even their achievements. And they are petrified. In the electronic age, like John McCain and William Roberts, we have to depend on our wives and dogs to run the computers for us. Thank goodness Doug Owen is patient with me. Not computer lit, I'm just challenged, all right? Anyway, I'm special. Back to the discussion. I'm going to say it again, though. It is therefore not surprising that the trust pattern was copied within a few years in numerous industries, including, among others, distilling, white lead manufacture, that's a story in itself, and sugar refining. The middle class is not the wage slave. If you denominate your produce at the end of the year by dollars per hour, if you're collectively bargaining for more dollars per hour and more benefits, you are not in the middle class. You are a wage slave. A slave on the plantation, niggling and higgling with your overseers who are in bed and sleeping with the corporations that you're trying to get somewhere again. They take care of your pesky little union people. They just offshore it and outsource it. All right? You're done. That giant sucking sound was the end of the union. Public agitation over the monopolistic tendencies exhibited by these new giants in the industrial world led to a testing of the legality of the trust form of organization. We hear about this fellow coming in to Kansas, Dorothy, from New York City. Bringing along with him all of his new forms of reorganization of state government. In a series of cases in the state courts, it was held illegal, mainly on the grounds, first, that entrance into such an association by corporations, even though carried out by private stock transactions, was a corporate act ultra vires, justifying forfeiture of charter, and secondly, that the action of any enterprise joining with others to form a monopolistic combination was contrary to public policy and void at common law, and so they had to kill the common law. And the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, taxable, licensable, and revocable. By 1891, the trust agreement had virtually been outlawed as an agency of industrial concentration. Meanwhile, on Planet X, legislative attention was being given to a more effective program for the prevention and suppression of monopolies. Popular agitation against big businesses had originally centered, particularly in agricultural communities, on the railways and collateral enterprises such as grain warehouses. And then the Grange organizations came up. All the populists came out of the woodworks, and then the collectivists came out of the woodworks too. Various states passed Granger laws during the 1870s, fixing maximum rates prohibiting discrimination in rates and attempting to prevent pooling operations. The Federal Interstate Commerce Act of 1887, remember we've studied that. We're still studying legal positivism, really. This is just a sidebar, even if it is multi-parts. We talked all about the Commerce Clause in the Interstate Commerce Act of 1887. Insofar as it was concerned with rate discrimination, was in effect a bulwark raised against the growth of industrial monopoly. We saw quickly that was neutralized. Why? Again, the Hegelian dialectic does not begin with thesis. The Hegelian dialectic begins, as do all dialectics, with synthesis. This is dialogue into consensus for the attainment of a predetermined outcome. Outcome-based education, that's a dialectic in process. You know the synthesis, you know where you want to go. So you create a thesis. And then you create the antithesis, and all the school teachers come out railing against collecting, you know, oh, God, Walker's taken away collective bargaining. And we're moving rapidly towards a synthesis. The John Q. Average Man has not been availed to because he doesn't follow the sort of broadcast that we do here. All right? Anyway. So insofar as it was concerned with rate discrimination, it was in effect a bulwark raised against the growth of industrial monopolies. Various states in the late 1880s passed anti-combination laws of varying degrees of severity. It was shortly after this that the American Bankers Association, same time period, contemporary, that the American Bankers Association was formed. Immediately thereafter, they created the American Bar Association. Almost immediately thereafter, for the Standard Oil people, of course, they created the American Medical Association. And then they created the Uniform Commission of Laws, the Uniform Law Commission, as I like to say it. And from then on, baby, it was an all-out war on the Constitution. It was an all-out war on the common law. It was an all-out war on Leviticus. For all the Christians out there, read it. Find out more about that at George Gordon's Law School. It's on the web. I'm enjoying his broadcasts lately. But let's continue. In spite of some expert economic opinion that monopolistic tendencies were inherent in modern industrialism, amazing, and ought to be controlled, not prohibited, popular opposition to the tendencies emerged in the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890. Sections 1 and 2 of this act, which to the present day, again this is the 1920s, define the basic policy of the United States towards monopolistic combinations, stating that, quote, every contract, combination, or conspiracy in restraint of trade or commerce among the several states is illegal. And that every person who shall monopolize or attempt to monopolize or combine or conspire, it just gets worse than that, is guilty of a misdemeanor. Well, a misdemeanor. Slap my hand, baby. We're out of time.
Taking
back in tomorrow.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work
a Dire Prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.faithofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.faithofamerica10.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.